France is threatening to block Libya's effort to compensate for the bombing of Pan Am 103. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has agreed to pay $2.7 billion and admit that his country was behind that jetliner bombing in 1988. We're going to spend the next few minutes examining this agreement. It calls for the United Nations to lift sanctions against Libya, but the French government says it will veto that plan unless Libya also pays for the bombing of a French jetliner. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Guillaume de Saint-Marc is the head of a group of relatives of the 170 people killed when their DC-10 exploded over the Sahara Desert in 1989. He can't understand what he sees as a double standard. The United Nations imposed sanctions on Libya in a resolution specifically condemning two terrorist bombings, Lockerbie and the explosion of a French-operated DC-10 a year later.
I've lost my father in DC-10. I'm not able to give the cost of my father. But I'm sure that his cost shouldn't depend if he was a passenger of an American plane or if he was a passenger of a French plane.
The relatives of those killed in the DC-10 attack were offered money by the Libyan government, but many, including several American families, refused. The amount of money was decided by a French court when it convicted six Libyans in absentia of organizing the bombing. The ruling only concerned a third of the families, and the amount of the award varied between $3,300 and $33,000 per relative. Lockerbie families are each being offered $10 million, so the UN resolution Britain put forward this week brings mixed emotions to de Saint-Marc.
I'm very happy for the Lockerbie families, but we don't have any agreement on our side.
De Saint-Marc is personally engaged in talks for a settlement with the son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He wants more money for the relatives and for Libya to admit responsibility for the DC-10 attack. The French government has actually long been keen to lift sanctions, but lobbying from the DC-10 families has pushed it to oppose the British resolution. In the diplomatic language used to hint a veto is around the corner, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Cécile Pozzo de Borgo suggests a basic injustice needs to be redressed.
It's clear that the solution based on the principle of equity would be a necessary condition to the definitive lifting of sanctions against Libya.
For some, the talk of a veto is a bluff. Antoine Sfer is the editor of a leading academic review on the Mideast and North Africa. He says the French know their veto would backfire because it would look like money grubbing. But Sfer also discounts threats from Libyan diplomats that DC-10 families won't get a penny more because France, they say, is engaging in blackmail. He says that too is a bluff.
Il y a nécessité de sauver la face. Donc, on parle de chantage.
There's a need to save face, and so they talk about blackmail, Sfer says. But if there's a deal, they will present themselves as being generous and magnanimous, all while denying any responsibility in the DC-10 attack. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.